A member of the country's large Vietnamese community, Mimi Lan Nguyen came to the Czech Republic in the early 1990s, while still in her early teens. Today, she's a successful fashion designer with a flagship boutique on the capital's Štěpánská Street. The shop is actually on the outside of the Grand City Centre Lucerna Palace, and it's here that Mimi begins introducing me to her Prague.
I choose the Lucerna because my life is between Lucerna, Štěpánská and Davice. Because I live in Davice and I work in Štěpánská. And every day, few times a day, I pass by the Lucerna Passage. And I really feel happy each time I pass it here because of everything here, you know, because of the light, the architecture, and I love the Passage in Prague because I think Prague is one of the few of the city that have a very beautiful Passage.
And this is maybe the most beautiful, or it has the most beautiful Passages, several of them.
Yeah, I think this one is the best Passage in Prague, I think so. And I love also, you can see here like the coffee bar, you know, with the huge window. And if you are a fan of Art Nouveau or Art Deco, it's really beautiful. And here is also the concert hall that I really recommend. Once you can go there and you can have like some dance party there, and it's really nice.
Did you go there maybe for your school graduation or something like that?
Yeah, I had it, 10 years ago, you know, and I remember until today because every girl's look like bride, you know, with huge dress, you know, it's very funny. And here is also like the concert you can have, like Primal Scream now had the concert in the Lucerna Music Bar, and you have also like every weekend they have like disco, you know.
The 80s disco.
Yes, I love it, it's great. Sometimes we go to the 80s disco and it's really nice. Oh, and in the Passage you have also the French, original French bakery. And the woman, it's called Saint-Tropez. And the woman, she is from Saint-Tropez. And she really imports the butter and the sugar from France. And if you want like the real French croissant, you buy it here in Lucerna Passage.
Well, so you're telling me where we're standing now is, I don't know, maybe 100 meters from Wenceslas Square. But you're not so fond of Wenceslas Square.
Yeah, I don't like Wenceslas Square. My first impression of Wenceslas Square is at the beginning when I came here, it's in 1993. And the first place my mom took me to Prague, to the center, is Wenceslas Square. I look at the square and I say, wow, it's so strange. It's not ugly, it's not beautiful, it's strange. It's like...
It's not even a square.
Yeah, it's not even a square. It's like boulevard or something like this. Why they call it square, you know? It's not square. And everything around, you know, McDonald's, it's okay. But the shop and everything, the atmosphere is so strange.
Well, for me, there's simply nothing on it. There's no bar, there's no restaurant that I would go to.
Exactly. And for me, it's like, because I'm really, every day I go to work in Štěpánská, and every day I pass by the Václav Square. And if I have to choose somewhere to go to eat in Václav Square, I can't recommend nobody, nothing there. Really strange place.
Though mere meters from Wenceslas Square, Františkánská Zahrada feels like a world away. A small bush-filled park hidden inside a city block, it's a spot where many Praguers come to relax, or at least take a shortcut. Mimi Lan Nguyen is a frequent visitor.
I love this place. It's, for me, it's like ocean in the center of Václav Square. When you come to the garden, especially in the summer, it's beautiful because it's a lot of roses here and green. Even in the winter, it's also nice and it's quiet. And it's like you come to completely different place. I have two kids. And they used to go to visit me in Shepanska, and then they wait there for me when I end my show, my work. And then I took them here to the garden, and here you have like really beautiful new reconstruction, like kids.
Playground?
Yeah, playground for the kids. And you can buy, we used to buy ice cream in the Svetozar, and then we come here to eat the ice cream.
Which is maybe Prague's most famous ice cream shop.
Yeah, it's also like queue, big queue there. Even in the winter, you have the queue there. That's nice. And we always pass the Svetozar passage. We buy the ice cream. We come here and we eat the ice cream in this ocean.
One thing also about this place is that it seems to me that it is relatively hidden. That, for example, tourists wouldn't come in here. They wouldn't know to come in here.
Yeah, it's true. If you don't know about the place, you can't find it. Maybe it is in a map, but you have to look a lot.
There's one kind of negative side, I would say, also of this park. Even as we walked in here, we passed some what looked like drug addicts maybe doing some of their what they do.
Yeah, it's true, because here is a lot of places look like that. I don't know how we say in English.
And you kind of like grottos or yeah, places to hide, basically.
Yes, places to hide. So you have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 places to hide. So you meet. Sometimes you meet like those people, you know, hiding there.
I guess in the middle part of the park, people don't walk so much. It's more around the edges that people walk. So people could get up to all kinds of business here in the middle.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, now in the winter, maybe it's not like that busy. But in the summer or in the spring or like autumn, all of the chairs are like full. You can have like sit here, but it's really a very nice place to have a date or, you know, or I don't know, business lunch, why not?
A business picnic.
Yes, business picnic in the center of Prague, why not? You know, it's much nicer than sitting somewhere in the restaurant.
Also, one thing that I've always found slightly strange here is this shop over here. It's like a little house. It's called Tribu or something. And somehow it stands alone here in the middle of the park.
Yeah, it's very funny. The girl who owned it, her name is Camila. I know her, and she's like a fan of alternative design shop, design clothes. You can go in and you can find like very special thing from like some designer, you know, very, very like limited, and you can find it.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. It's like the park, you know. I think everything here is like to belong together. And all of the tree here, they are apple.
Apple trees?
Yes, apple tree. And in the autumn time, there's really apple, red big one in the tree.
I've got to come back next year.
Yeah, it's like the garden of love, you know. Roses and apple, you know.
Just no snakes, I hope.
Or... Yeah. Maybe somewhere around here.
Taking one of Františkánska Záhrada's four exits, within moments Mimi and I are on Jungmanova Street, the location of one of her favourite eateries in Prague, Home Kitchen. Small but stylish, it's got only a couple of high tables and is as cosy a spot as you'll find in the downtown area.
This has a good atmosphere, and also I like the place where it's easy, simple. The style here, the interior is very like simple, and the most important thing is the food here is very good. Every day they make 3 or 4 kind of food, and one thing is whenever I come here, even I don't know what they cook, the food is always good, always. And the coffee is good too. And as you know, around like Narodny Třída and Václav Square, there's a lot of places, a lot of restaurants. They are like Czech pub, Chinese fast food, and Vietnamese fast food too, and Italian. But not the real Italian, but the Yugoslavian Italian. So it's not a lot of place like this place that is cool.
Well, it's very cool. Also, the style reminds me of something you might see in, I don't know, New York or some Western city, with the exposed brick on the walls, the very nice wood everywhere. It's very kind of cozy.
Yes, it's true. And it makes you feel like warm, like at home.
You come from Vietnam, and one, I think, important or interesting trend in recent times here is how a lot of formerly Chinese restaurants run by Vietnamese people are now selling Vietnamese food, and they're much better. Why do you think it's only now that there are so many Vietnamese restaurants in this country?
It's very funny because the Chinese restaurant, I can say like half of the Chinese restaurant is run by the Vietnamese people, as you say. And I remember like just 5 years ago, I told them, don't make the Chinese food, make the Vietnamese food. Because I used to travel around the world, and everywhere the Vietnamese restaurants are very famous and the people love it. Even like in Norway or Copenhagen and things like this, the place like this. And they say, no, the Czech people, they won't eat it, they won't eat it. And then one brave in Vinohrad, he starts. He's the first brave one. He starts with a Vietnamese restaurant. And then everybody talk about that. And then it starts. And now, like the Vietnamese people who have the Chinese restaurant, they change to Vietnamese. And some of the Chinese, they cook also Vietnamese food in the Chinese restaurant. It's very funny.
And how do the Vietnamese restaurants here compare to in Vietnam? For example, I know in America, say, the Chinese restaurants sell food that's very different from in China.
Yeah, it's a bit different because the herbs they use in the Vietnamese food, there's a lot, like coriander or the thing like this. And they don't use that much in the restaurant here. And once I asked them, like, why you don't put, like, the herbs there? And they say, yeah, I put it there. But then they give me back and they leave all the herbs in the bowl, you know. And, you know, it's very expensive. That's the reason.
Because the Czechs just aren't interested or they don't know.
Yes. And they say that, well, it's better I put the, like, more meat and less herbs than, like, more herbs and less meat.